This week's episode of The Friend Zone is brought to you by Form. Form is the first women's prestige hair care collection to celebrate beauty in all of its forms. The Form collection minimizes guesswork and makes hair care simpler by offering personal regimens specifically designed for individual hair needs. Get 10% off of your entire order when you visit formbeauty.com/friendzone. That's F-O-R-M beauty.com/friendzone. Get personal with Form.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone. Boy.
Halloween. Sound like some Michael Myers
boy,
shit.
Boy.
As we walking through the trees, don't let nothing touch my legs, don't let nothing touch my knees.
Boy.
Nigga, please, I run, you got a gun. I don't know what's happening, but this shit ain't real fun.
Boy,
see, I'm
boy.
Getting scared. It's clowns, it's ghosts, it's frowns. Everywhere I look like it's finna
go down.
And oh, geez, everybody lights off. Man, I don't know what. Oh, shit! Oh, it was just a cough.
everything is scaring on the me. Beat. Everything's scaring me. I'm feeling sick to my knees and to my feet. I drop down and get my eagle on so I can see the party is going up like it's Tuesday. Okay, hey, hey, you heard what I say. I'm just rhyming and ain't no crime in saying some bullshit. I'm dropping dimes in. We take the beat away from me. That's a cappella, as you could see or hear here with your ears, not your eyes. Have no fear as we rise.
You were giving
and then, look, I was about to go into spoken word right after.
Because you are special and
you
I
are
think.
the one I see. I see you, and with you, I see me.
What was that stupid ass poem you said? Remember, it was like, this. I can taste the Caucasian. What was that poem you said?
Oh, no.
You remember?
No.
What was
don't
it?
Don't bring that up.
What was it?
No.
What is it?
This is someone's phone, y'all.
Oh.
Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness,
shout out
and mental
to
hygiene.
August.
Because who in the hell wants a musty brain?
Shout out to August Rush, because that is the name of a very, very talented spoken word young artist who turned it out at the Pompette Wine Shop one time when she did that poem and shook the fucking table. I mean, that shit was crazy. She just did the Adidas campaign where she got to get up on a... they were doing something all around the city where people were getting up and speaking, and she did that one time.
That's
anyway,
good.
Visibility. Shout out to August
good.
Rush. All right, welcome to the Friend Zone. Continue, my bad.
Speaking of poems,
mm-hmm.
You know what I was watching?
What were you watching?
Love Jones.
Love Jones. I got a Love Jones.
Do you know all the words?
To Love Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Like the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm not one of those people that like talks through the movie while you're watching.
You're quoting through the whole thing.
But I do know, you know, my favorite parts. Shout out to Darius Love Hall.
Mm.
I tweeted yesterday, I was like, Love Jones is the cheesiest movie ever, but I love it forever. I don't even care.
That's right.
It's such a cute movie. It makes me happy. I watch it a lot.
Good classic.
Right?
They said it's going to Broadway.
Wasn't it a tour? It was on tour with Chrisette Michelle, was it?
What?
Wasn't it? It
I
was
see
like
why
Love
we
Jones
don't know
on.
About it.
It was like Love
there
Jones
was.
On ice. I think they were ice skating.
They broke up in the version with Chrisette Michelle. Shit ain't work out in the one with her in it. It was doomed.
Oh my God,
Love Bones, nigga.
Okay, so that one was the Melvin Childs Presents Love Jones the Musical.
And
that
was it on
Michelle.
Ice or am I tripping?
I don't
she
see
was on ice.
I don't see
ah!
I don't see the ice. Let me update this Google.
Wait.
Let me put ice in
wait,
and see what happens.
Wait.
Because I don't see
it's
ice.
It's not on. Where the fuck did I get this shit on ice?
I don't know, but,
you know what? Chrisette Michelle shaped like an apple. You know, like when you cut, if you cut an apple in half, you make it like flat. You know how one side be a little bit smaller than the other side? That's how she built from the back.
So on last week's show, we had an episode
like an apple core.
We had an episode called Fake News.
Yes, we did.
God, this is just worse.
What are the odds of that?
We had an episode called Fake News where we discussed how Facebook and Twitter and just a lot of our massive platforms are not helping with the misinformation that's being spread on a daily basis, whether it has to do with elections, different cases having to do with Black Lives Matter, just you name it. They have just not been doing their jobs filtering out and verifying. And as always, you guys had tons to say about it. So we were very, very excited to pick our favorites as usual. So Asante, who stood out to you?
Shout out to y'all in the emails. I hope I can say your name properly. From Abba or Abba Lakiaka? Lakiaka. Please.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Please go on ahead and let me know if I messed that up or not, okay? But shout out to you. The subject is In Times Like These. I really wish y'all did shows twice a week. With all the heartache in the world right now, I'm so grateful to be able to listen to your show and get laughs from Dustin, music from Asante, and mental and spiritual wellness from Fran. Y'all don't know how big of a blessing you are and have helped me tune out some of the pain, but also picked up some tools for how to deal with it all as well. Keep up the great work and can't wait to hear what you have in store for us this week.
Yay.
Bless your heart.
So for me, I actually went into Dustin's corner of the world.
Hey.
So on the Twitter streets, someone by the name of Gunderscore Will said, I've been thinking a lot about the accuracy of some of the information that is constantly delivered via RTs and news feeds. Even some of those quotes, he puts in quotations, that keep popping up from old political and artistic figures. Pics of heroes who did amazing feats. Sometimes I think I owe myself just one extra step towards vetting this stuff, especially before recirculating said information and adding to its dissemination. So I thought that was cool because we're all guilty of it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm actually glad that he brought up the thing about quotes, because how many times has a quote been attributed to someone that it's always like, Gandhi said this. Or, and then you look it up and he never said that shit.
Win.
Right? It'll be like someone from Tumblr. So it's true. It's just, man, this fake news media shit is like very real right now. So I'm glad that people. Yeah. And I saw that a couple of journalists actually were tweeting me and saying that they were thankful that we had that episode.
That
because it said it made them become a little more mindful of how it's not about how quick you should get the article out for clicks, but it's more so about the information being verified and fair, which one would think should always be the priority, but I guess I understand that there are different pressures with different jobs.
Yes.
Right.
So what about you, Dustin? Who'd you find on the Twitter streets?
You know, first of all, I want to get back to those quotes you was talking about. What's that guy's name? Rob. What's his name? The one that they used to quote all them the quotes. They put all the quotes up. Rob or Roy. What was his name? He was engaged to LaToya Luckett. Or either they got married in a
real
quick. What's his name?
Rob. Oh, God. I know
what you're talking about, and I'm mad that I can't think of his name.
Rob Hill?
Rob Hill.
Is it Rob Hill?
Rob Hill. Yes, it's Rob Hill. Fake news, because all those relationship quotes, and then he couldn't even make it work with LaToya Luckett. Fake news.
Yep.
Moving on Rob to these Hill Twitter streets.
He's
in
so
streets.
Nice.
Nice, ain't it? Nice should have brought your ass home last
He's
night.
He's so sweet.
2 month marriage. Jesus.
All right. In these streets.
In these streets.
Okay. Shout out to at Black Hippie Chick. That's black with no K, like China. And China, not China's mama, who I like to call Blackest China. Anyway, shout out to Flower Child, who said, look at Dustin. I didn't know MC Bree was from Flint. I always thought he was from the Bay. We played his song out, and it was the gift with that little boy blowing in the wind.
I love that. That's one of my favorite. Where's that from? Does anyone know?
Nope.
That little
Maybe
red turtleneck.
Island, he had dreads. They wasn't letting too many kids on TV with dreads.
He looks like he would have been on Ghost Rider.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Jamal.
Ghost Rider. Like Jamal's little cousin.
Right.
Shout out to at Asbury Beret, which is such a cute name. Asbury Beret. So shout out to Asbury Beret, who said, when Hey Asante and Look at Dustin started spitting Yola today, this Georgia girl got her everlasting lifehood gems. They'll never get to me.
I hear
That's
that.
Right. Shout out to Shar Says So, friend of the show.
I love Shar.
Cause Shar Says So.
You're so Midwest for asking who Barbara is at the end of Tatted Up. I nearly choked this morning. Which was funny. And now we ended up finding out somebody tweeted that, somebody tweeted Fabo, and he tweeted that
all his lyrics.
He did. He tweeted all his lyrics honor women. And he mentioned Barbara Bush, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, I think, and somebody else in the tweet. But he said that he was talking about Barbara.
I did not see this going that way. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say women in his life.
Mm-hmm. What? Nope. Then I want to give a shout out to at Golden Rays, G, the number zero, L-D-E-N, Ray, R-A-E-S, who tweeted a thread. That the thread,
Barbara.
Barbara Bush. That's who, and it came straight from the horse's mouth. We can't even say, well, he ain't say that shit. No, he literally wrote it.
Y'all, tweeted it. I am dead to the bed.
So the next tweet comes from Golden Rays, G, the number O, Elden Rays, R A E S. She tweeted a thread and she starts off the story with the following tweet. I ever told y'all the story about how my ex made me stay pregnant an extra day so he could go hoop?
What?
That's right. So look at that. That's Golden Rays with a number zero instead of an O in Golden Rays, and Ray is with an E, so R-A-E-S. And that's all I got for y'all. Hey, Nistri.
I like the condensed version. Mm-hmm. So y'all ready to jump into this week's episode?
Yes, hell yeah.
I'm still
Me and Asante are still down about
Did
this.
Did you look it up? Did you look it up?
Right now, because that...
But I, when he said I honor women, I'm like, oh, it's his mom or like his girlfriend.
It was the first lady.
Anyway, okay.
We're going to revisit this back for the Music Man segment.
So on this week's episode, we wanted to discuss a common term and theme that keeps sprouting up all over the internet. My fave, Anderson .Paak, even has a song with Kaytranada called Glowed Up. But if you notice online, especially with all the amazing accomplishments that people are posting on a regular basis, shout out to everyone, all this Thrive energy.
Okay.
Right?
They had fun.
So glowed up is on everyone's caption, hashtag. When you're describing someone who is doing better, that's usually what you say. When you retweet their picture and they're looking amazing, you know, Issa Rae, Lena Waithe, like all these amazing people.
Yes.
So I had a question for you guys about the... Actually, you know what's funny? I Googled glowed up in Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
They just be holding us down.
Man.
With the words that the Oxford Dictionary does not know how to process. So Urban Dictionary says glowed up means to go from the bottom to the top, to the point of disbelief, an incredible transformation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mad that their example was, wow, she really did glow up from ugly duckling to gorgeous swan.
God damn.
Black swan.
So here's my question. Here's my question to y'all. I'll start with you, Sir Dustin.
What's happening?
Glowing up. What does that term mean to you?
It means...
Personally.
Like for myself?
For you.
Oh, just trying to present everything that I do or anything that I'm involved in at its best form. That's what glowing up means. Every detail that I have my hands in, anything that I can personally, you know, make happen... I can do that in the best possible way that I can, down to like, you know, I make sure my beard is shining. You know what I'm saying? I make sure, you know, I clean my fingernails. You know what I'm saying? Make sure I don't have food in between my teeth when I'm smiling and talking to people. You know, you try to present yourself, you know, as such that, you know, you're in your best form. I think that's what glowing up really means. And so sometimes
the refinement.
Refinement.
Yeah.
So when you see that progression, you know, you see somebody, like they said, come from the bottom to the top, you know, or just better than it was, which is really what that means. Mm. You know, you see that journey, you be like, damn, they done glowed up. Shout out to Mary J. Blige, who has a track on her new album, Strength of a Woman, featuring Quavo and Missy Elliott, Glow Up, and DJ Khaled. Mary.
The jam.
What about you, Asante? When you think of a glow up for you, what does that look like? What does that mean?
I always equate it to a leveling up of sorts.
Well, that ain't nothing but changing the word. What you mean?
Well, exactly. So when I think about a glow, I think about even levels, like levels to the glow. Like, you know, even on the damn iPhone now, you can adjust the brightness of the damn flashlight. There's levels to that glow.
You can?
Like, on the update?
What on earth?
Man, listen, I don't know. That means that light has always been able to do that.
Right, that kind of shit. What's the wattage?
It's iPhones glow up. Let them iPhone evolve.
iPhone got the glow up. What watch we holding?
So with that, it's just for me attaining another level of something in whatever I'm trying to do. And I always think back to like, this is going to be so ridiculous, but like even someone like Beyonce, right? She has all these levels in her tours or her production and whatnot. Like, there's the level that she doesn't have to worry about with her dancers. Like, she always has A1 dancers, so it's not like she really has to worry about,
true,
like, if they're going to remember the choreography. Like, there are things that she's leveled up in, so she doesn't have to worry about anymore.
Like,
so,
the caliber of her work.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think to myself, like, how am I going to level up in these certain arenas? Like, how am I going to make this shit undeniable and glow up? And so part of it, like, initially was I had to, in order to level up, you know, you got to let go of dead weight and dead baggage. So you have to really sit back and figure out what those stories were and let some of those go. And then that's a glow up right there. Like, true, being able to even acknowledge that you have stories, like, that's a glow up. It's a different level unlocked. And so I just always have taken it to be that.
Now, and glowing up, I won't give my opinion just yet because then I'll ruin
the
point.
No, that's bullshit.
Come on, friend.
Wait, I have one more question before I do. Who is someone that you are seeing right now and that everyone would know that is glowing up in a way that you feel is similar to what you would want for yourself?
Drea. And I don't care who don't.
Who's
like
Drea Michelle?
Drea Michelle, yes.
Oh,
that's
shit.
A glow up.
Drea.
What is
Drea,
it about her glow
Drea
up?
Drea is somebody who was always considered the underdog, never taken seriously, just really, really pigeonholed because of some of her own choices and also because of other people's prejudices. And so, but Drea has really turned the beat around with her life and her career. She's a great mother. She just had a new baby boy. Her physically, she's in like the best shape I've ever seen her be in. There's a certain polish and refinement to her style choices now, and she's getting looked. She did a spread in Brazilian Vogue.
Oh, shit.
Like, in these damn big, huge ball gowns. Like, Drea is out here. And I think she's been working on her relationship, like, with her partner and shit. So I really appreciate the way that Drea is, like, you said, friend, that refinement.
Right.
Drea literally was someone who people just kind of discounted and disregarded. And now she's literally running a multi-million dollar company. Mint Swim.
The swimwear. Line, yeah, I have seen it. Super cute.
Huge.
And wasn't she, if I remember correctly, wasn't she a victim of fake media or fake news? Where, at least according to her, I mean, we obviously don't know the real story because we weren't in the house. But that story that ran about her child and not having
and
food
and
all those things.
And people took advantage of that to this day. People
and still bring it up, yeah.
Meanwhile, go see how she's living.
Right, she broke through. What about you, Asante? Who's someone that's glowing up that you're like, that shit is dope?
So I've always just liked people that kind of play the background but really do like really dope shit. So Donald Glover. Like, I've loved him as an artist, as Childish Gambino. I feel like he has some dope music. I thought he was dope as an actor.
So multifaceted.
Even comedically on Community, his ass was funny as fuck. And like, just right in tune and aligned with a lot of the shit that I want to do. And so then for him to write something as awesome as Atlanta too and do it the way that he did, like with FX Network, like you would think FX, Ryan Murphy, like working with A1 actors. But then you have Donald Glover, who got a bunch of people who we don't really know and made that shit hot. Like, it was something that everybody could relate to in some form or another. Like, all the black people laughed at that shit and all the white people came and had to dissect that shit and figure out, like, you know, how they could tie into the experience. And then they could even see characters that they damn selves they didn't even know were just around all the damn time. So
right.
I just feel like watching him make all the moves that he's made, it's like I have to hit all these marks, like, as strategically as possible and be able to do my shit the way that he does his shit.
My favorite glow up would have to be Issa Rae. Mm. And I'm going to tell you why. Three of my closest friends are four, including Dustin. But three of my, like, closest, the women in my life are actresses. And seeing the struggle with being Black women trying to get auditions and gigs, and time after time after time after time just not getting roles, or if they did get roles, it was something that was like typical, you know, mm-hmm. trying to have them look in a certain way, and they had kind of had to succumb to that. So what I appreciated about how Issa Rae did it as an actress was that she created her own show on YouTube, built leverage by connecting with people like Pharrell, all based off of a fucking YouTube web series.
And that shit used to be bomb.
A web series. And it wasn't even like the quality was like spectacular, where she had like a Red. What are those cameras called? The Red mm-hmm. that, you know, they're mm-hmm. expensive and give yes. you that look. She didn't even have that. She literally was like her and her homies
linking up.
Yeah, she wrote it. They were in it. People from all different backgrounds. It was like an interesting perspective because you never really saw a Black girl that was just regular as fuck. You know, she wasn't what TV has always portrayed us. Like, she really just swerved in with a yes. whole different angle and did it her damn self. Mm-hmm. And then was able to get the attention of HBO. And now she has a show on television. So it's the beauty of her not chasing auditions, but creating her own role herself. That she didn't have to audition for. She just had to be in it, do it, amass the following, and now she was able to transition from digital to traditional. What?
And spot on, too, because HBO, she really brought back the edginess that was HBO.
Right.
And brought them a whole new market of people.
A whole new market of people. And then now she has her production company, so she's creating opportunities for other writers and actors and directors to come on board on HBO. And I'm sure she's doing tons of stuff even outside of that. To me, that's like my wave.
Yeah.
Creating my own door so I don't have to wait for an opportunity. And then once I have the opportunity, blasting the fuck through the door that the gatekeepers put up yeah. so that I can have my homies come and get some. Yeah. Like, that's to me the perfect glow up. Not to mention that she just looks fucking amazing lately.
Yes, she does.
You know what I mean? That hair, that skin, those teeth.
She's
what?
A cover girl.
She is. Well, literally.
Literally a cover girl.
Like, literally. A testimony to glowing up. When Lorianne Gibson showed up on Dance Moms, oh my right? God. Let me just tell y'all. She told these girls.
Do they still call her Boomcack on the show?
No, she's Miss Gibson.
I bet you I can tell you what they call her.
She told them girls, she's like, they told me I couldn't do it. So not only did I do it, I broke the system. I showed up and I dominated it. Like that right there, I was like, that's how you say, I'm going to do this shit. You don't let nobody tell you that you can't do it. And that's why I fall so hard with like Naruto. Like all these things that just reinforce like, you know, persistence and not letting anybody get in your head and doing what the fuck you got to do to get to where you know you're going to be.
Yeah, and even that episode we had where we were talking about when you were saying, Asante, that a lot of, it was the perfectionism versus excellence. When you were saying a lot of what gets in your way is not having the money for like the best equipment, mm-hmm. you know, and not feeling comfortable putting out work that isn't like the best of the highest caliber and quality, especially with what is out there now. You know, people be having money and support systems and investors. It's hard to go up against
trash.
Them. It's hard to go up against them.
Garbage or doo-doo in a Louis Vuitton diaper. That's all it is.
But it's dope with limitations, you know, to still figure out how to carve your own style, your own way. And that's why she's my favorite. But here's why I asked all of these 1,000 questions to you guys. Do you notice, though, that when people reference glowing up and they attribute it to someone's career or their look, it always has to do with their physical appearance?
Mm-hmm.
It's always... Even like we were saying, the refinement, it's more so like, oh shit, she got money or he got money to get like weekly haircuts or like a glam team where
even for Issa.
Her makeup, yeah, like her makeup on her face matches her neck now, you know what I mean? Or her,
okay.
Like these are things that people notice, like the quality, the caliber, the attention like to detail.
Right, anybody visible, I was just gonna say, remember the season two? They're like, oh, they got another season. You could tell they got money for this season.
Right,
now.
Or even the quality of the show. It always has to do with finances. Mm-hmm. It always has to do with what has now looks like you've invested into the details mm-hmm. of your persona, your person, and your work. But what I worry about the fact that that's the focus of glowing up, and not only that, but now it's become a thing. Like, everyone wants to appear super polished and glowed up mm-hmm. online, even when they can't afford it. Because the focus on glowed up is solely based on, like, fashion. Like, you look fresh. Oh, my God, where'd you get that? Yo, I never seen anybody wearing, you know? And it's always, that's what people think of. There are people that you see that are actually doing hella dope shit behind the scenes. I'm talking about getting money. They don't really post a lot. Maybe when they do post, it's nothing, quote unquote, glowed up. But you wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other people that are posting, you know, all these bags and shoes and that, a lot of times they're not glowed up.
Stunt mom.
Well, first of
stunt
all.
Stunt mom, right?
That's just not, it's silly.
Boot gang.
That's just silly. Like, all that is a cry for attention and somebody wanting to be validated. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, of course.
And it's so ridiculous. And it's such a turn off. And you really see that on Facebook a lot.
Really? I would think really, it'd be Instagram.
Oh,
that would
my
be
God,
the worst.
Facebook is worse because it's not, you know, it's a progression mm-hmm. from Facebook over to, like, Instagram and then into Twitter, right?
Facebook is like all my aunts.
Exactly. So imagine those same antics. Right, the same cries for attention and shit.
Oh my God.
But from, you know, your aunt's friends, because I would never say that about your aunt, but like from her, they friends,
mm-hmm.
doing too old to be doing that shit, taking a picture of themselves in a selfie so that you can, I mean, blatantly, you know what I'm saying? You want you to see their sunglasses, right? And comment, say, girl, your sunglasses is cute. Only to see the reflection of them holding the phone in the lens of the glasses looking stupid.
Oh my God.
And then you go through the comments and everything is, oh, those are so cute. Thanks, girl. Those are so cute. Thank you, girl. It's saying thank you to everybody
just
in the comments.
Just trying to be like you.
Right? It's just so dumb. Like, I just, I can't.
That's my favorite one.
Right? Just trying to come up like you.
Glowing up.
Especially when people say you glow up there, they're like, oh, you know, I'm trying to do this. You know, I see you out there glowing up. I was like, I'm just trying to be like you. You know, everything that you're seeing and saying, I'm just trying to be that, I guess.
I just say thank you because I feel like it comes from a good place at the end of the day.
I mean, it does. They're saying you look good.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so you just say thank you, no matter how pretentious and dumb of a comment it may be. You know, you just be like, thank you.
But
thank
it's
you
also,
so much.
But you have to admit that mm-hmm. it's creating a pressure.
Well,
it's putting pressure on people, especially for what they post. It's making people second guess. Like, mm-hmm. that's why you have apps like Facetune that do
oh
so well.
God.
Because
people looking suede. Bitch, you look suede.
Because you don't want to post something that, even though it's naturally you, if it doesn't have you looking glowed
yeah, exactly.
up or like refined, like we were saying, or that, you know, your details are taken care of and catered to. The deets, your skin is nice, mm-hmm. your teeth. It's a lot of pressure. How do you guys now admit it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, before you post things, feel the pressure? Or even, not even just about posting, but about what you're posting. Do you ever feel the pressure of like, does this show that I'm doing enough and that I'm out here getting it? Is that something that ever becomes like a focal point of how you curate your social
because
media?
Because that's not really my personality anyway. Y'all know I don't give a fuck about nobody feeling like I'm getting it. You know what I mean? But I
so
do.
There's no part of you that needs people to know that you're doing fucking well.
No.
Okay.
No. But there is some strategy behind the shit that I post.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to post something that's going to have me out here looking like I'm not doing well. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if that counts towards the point here, then yes.
Right.
But it's just not my personality naturally to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. concerned. I actually abhor that school of thought. I hate that. I hate that. It's really like a thing for me. It's like a trigger. I
the
hate suede that
face.
Begging for, especially the suede face. Bitch, you look crushed velvet. You look like the inside of a casket. You know that satin material on the inside of a casket in the face because of face.
Sateen.
Yeah, you sateen.
Like the baby fat tune. Terry cloth outfits.
No.
Yeah, man. So,
what about you? You never feel that pressure?
I feel pressure to post. I don't feel pressure. Yeah. I don't necessarily. Let me see how I need to phrase this. I feel pressure to post because of, you know, what we do. It's like people like have to like see what's going on. Like they have to know like what the fuck is Asante doing in the world. So I feel like I have to post. But outside of that, I just try to post and I try to figure out what's going to work for me and what's not. I don't ever say like, oh, I have to post a picture of me looking X, Y, and Z. But I do try to figure out, like, okay, I know people like pictures of me on my Instagram versus me and other people, unless it's other people that they know. So I do think about those things when I'm posting certain stuff, but I don't feel like I have to, like, I don't know, like, I don't take my numbers and stuff like that serious enough to do that. Because I know a lot of people, they look at numbers, like, on a smaller scale just to say that people need to know that I'm doing something. Right. And so that's where I've gotten. I haven't gotten past, like, people need to know that Asante is working in music, so I have to post pictures of me by a soundboard at all times. I always have to post pictures of me at concerts. Like, I don't think to do that because I just feel like whatever makes me happy is the stuff that I want to put out. So when I look back over my stuff, I can be happy versus figuring out what's making other people happy and plugging them into my stuff.
Right.
And I think that's why I also second guess, that's why I second guess posting stuff on my Twitter, because in my mind, I'm thinking, like, these are supposed to be thoughts that I can look back on and laugh at. So that's why I don't mind, like, retweeting other people that I think is funny as fuck or shit that I need to read over, because this is supposed to be for me, even though it's adding to the...
It's your experience.
Right, it's my experience, even though I do understand that it's supposed to add to the conversation because it's literally social media.
Right.
So, I don't see anything wrong with somebody being strategic. Like, how you just described somebody that, like, works in music, so they're always by a soundboard or at concerts and stuff on their social media, I think that's healthy.
Yeah, no, I just you haven't got there.
I think the difference is the people who do that but take the types
don't
of pictures.
Don't even know how to use the soundboard?
And take the types of pictures just to say they were there, mm-hmm. as opposed to take pictures of them in action, you know what I'm saying, performing
right.
tasks and functions within that space so that people understand that that's your industry and then, you know, want to network with you based on that. That's cool. But people that just want to be at the party, like, y'all know who I'm talking with. It's one person in particular.
Oh, gosh.
That will hound you for, if you know exactly who I'm talking about, will hound you for a picture. I can't even say if they male or female because I feel like I'll give it away. that's how bad it is. That's how widespread it is. Oh. But it's so disgusting. Like, every time you see this person, they're like, picture. Or, you know, like, they want somebody to know they was there with you or they were at the thing or
at
it's
the
just
thing.
Gross.
Why you do that? Why you can't
it
just...
It is so gross.
And there like, was an ad that I saw recently from the UK.
They was
I
in.
Believe.
They didn't no, took no. that shit to the UK?
No, it was the an UK. Ad that was making fun. I'm dead. There's an ad that was making fun of how social media and this pressure to be glowed up is really affecting people's depressions. Apparently, I think if I remember correctly, the stat is that Instagram is the most depressing social media network.
Why?
Because,
well, I get it,
and yeah,
I get
and then
it.
The ad showed it was a couple, they were fighting, and the girl, like, they were on a couch arguing. You guys can find it, it's on Twitter. The couple's arguing, and then when he fell asleep, the girl gets next to him and leans her shoulder on his shoulder and puts the blanket over her, takes the picture, posts it on Instagram, and says, sleeping with bae. So, and it was just like a series of like bullshit ass situations where people still feel the need to post something, even though it has no alignment with what's actually happening. There was one guy that drove himself to the airport so that he could take a picture of him walking towards a gate talking about
Bow
like
challenge.
another weekend, another flight, another check or whatever.
Bow Wow Challenge.
A Bow Wow Challenge, right? So, and even the Bow Wow Challenge, like the fact that Bow Wow
he really
did
lied
that shit.
Like that.
Why did you do that?
The he fact lied. That he took images from Google of a jet or someone's stack of money, like
you're Bow Wow. We don't even care about what
take
you're
a
doing.
Picture of him on the damn plane. While he sent it, you know, the picture they posted was while he was like making the post.
Right, yeah, he was
that
sitting
is so
in coach.
Ridiculous.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, oh, let me send this before I take off.
But that's the glowed up pressure.
Meanwhile,
for the world to know that you're doing well. And for me, I think what I've noticed and the people around me who are so beautiful online and post like amazing things. There's actually a YouTuber I was really, really thankful. Her name is Alyssa Forever. She made a video about it. And I was like, wow, that's so dope that someone would be, especially because she's really big. I think she's like at 1 million right now on YouTube.
Damn.
She might even be past that at this point. But she was posting how she's going through some depression because she doesn't know if this is what she wants to do, like being on YouTube. And she's just like, she's getting old, basically. And she's kind of trying to figure out who she is. But the hard part is you can't like post you trying to figure out who you are.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't post you not feeling great. You can't post She was saying sometimes she don't want to fucking put makeup. She don't want to beat her face. She doesn't feel good. She's like sad right now. But if she slows that down, her money dries up. If her money dries up, she can't create like she creates. And when she can't create like she creates, she, you know, can stand to lose her fan base.
Right.
So she was saying how it's just a cyclical kind of like whack shit.
Hamster wheel.
Yeah, it's a hamster wheel. It's a treadmill to be on that, like, you don't know how to finesse it in a way that, like, you can still post what you want to post and still have a following and be honest and authentic. Right. I've been really lucky because I never really got on that treadmill. I, like, don't really post a lot. Like, people know me for that. I don't post a lot. I only post when I think there's something of value. A lot of amazing shit has happened this year, and I didn't post it because I don't need the verification and validation of, like, yo, friends out here. Like, I am out here.
All the time.
And I'm, like, happy. Like, right. On a personal level, I'm happy because I know I'm out here. I know what's changing. My family knows, my close friends, you guys. Like, that's all that matters to me. And you can see my glow up through, like, how happy I just feel and I look. And when I do post, I might not be in, like, dope-ass clothes, like, no, I'm not wearing Louboutins and whatever Instagram kind of pressures you. Shout out to Fashion Nova. I might not be that girl, but shout out to them, even because there are people who are out here like really happy and looking mm-hmm. great. And those people I fully support.
Yes.
But the ones that are forcing themselves to get dressed and driving themselves to airports, like, yo, y'all gotta get, yeah, like, don't do that to yourself.
That's literally crazy.
It's too much. Like, yo, I could not believe that ad. And the crazy thing was the comments under the ad. Somebody was like, ooh, we both, like, tagging someone else, like, we know someone like this.
Damn.
Like, people were like tagging, mentioning their friends or someone they know. I was like, this is crazy that this is the culture of glowed up. Like, this is the harm that happens when people feel that pressure.
Right.
So what advice do you have, though, for those who are still kind of figuring out their way and maybe they just don't feel good? They don't have, like, beautiful pictures and travel pictures or pictures in front of, like, you know, $100,000 consoles at a studio. Like, how can they post things that still garner attention and still can help them gain a brand without falling into the treadmill?
You just have to be authentically yourself, because that's what will attract people to what you post in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ever try to mimic something else that you've seen. You can't try to follow a formula. It's not formulaic. I just have been dying for an opportunity to use
to
that
say
word.
That.
Yes. And if you don't believe me, ask Cardiff B. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because Cardi B came on that internet being herself, talking shit, just being herself, not like anybody else. That led her to loving hip-hop. That led her to hip-hop. Okay? So here we are. And now she's literally a superstar.
And
she's a superstar doing what she wanted to do in the first place. When she was making those Instagram videos, she wasn't even, like, her goal wasn't to be like a comedian or do work in comedy. She wanted to be a rapper then.
Yeah.
And she garnered the attention she needed. And once she got the attention, she took it and she was very strategic with it.
Right.
And it has been successful for her. So use that as just a starting point when it comes to being yourself and learning how to be comfortable within the digital space as yourself. Her teeth was fucked up.
And she fixed
people
them.
Made fun of her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was literally visible and she was most importantly vocal.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't something that she shielded. So your insecurities, all those things that make you not necessarily want to be in pictures like you see other people doing, then damn it, don't take pictures like other people take. Take a picture another way. You know what I'm saying? Put the focus on something else and you get in the picture another way. You know what I mean? You don't have to be in a Hervé Leger, you know what I'm saying, dress, one of them Ace Bandage dresses. You don't have to do that.
A lot of times people look the same, too.
Yeah, they all look the mm-hmm. same.
Everyone
what's
on Instagram
formula?
Starting to look the
big
same.
Explore page,
you need a short Hervé dress, one. You need a pair of platform new Louboutins,
two. Oh, my
two.
God, the oh, fact yes. that that's...
Okay, what else you need? A sew-in, then you need that Chanel boy bag. That's about $5,500. You know what I'm saying? You need that, the quilted one with the stripes, with the, you know what I'm talking about.
And then if you
about.
Get body work done, which
oh,
I have
God.
Nothing against, but you guys keep getting the same shape.
And dense.
You gotta switch it up. Everyone gives too much hip. Like, it comes out too round. And natural hips don't come out round that early. Like, it's too early in the body. Too high up. It's like...
You look like a compass. Remember them compasses you used to use back in the day with the needle and the pencil? And it'd be round at the top with them sticks coming out the bottom. That's what y'all motherfuckers walk around looking like, compasses. What's wrong with that, man? Like, why... I mean, I understand, but like, still, like,
that's because they get stuff based on what they're seeing, as opposed to looking in the mirror.
They don't see that. I know, friend. Like,
like, look in the mirror. You know, I have nothing against getting work done at all. Either. I think if you got to get your teeth fixed, you know, but I say look in the mirror, get your teeth fixed based on how you want it to look. Get your body shaped how you want it to look. Don't, you know, post up a picture of Gucci Mane's girlfriend and say, like, I want this.
Right.
Like, don't.
That's how she looks.
Right, like, don't.
I love her, by the way.
Yeah, shout, I mean, she looks great, but what about you, Asante? What advice do you have?
Just a foundation, a foundational principle in my life of happy. I think, too, I always post things that have made me happy. Like, I always want to look back over my
Instagram.
And you're
Instagram. Random as fuck. Asante will post a balloon.
That's right. That's
a
right.
shadow.
I ain't mad.
That's right.
And that's so dope.
It was a time we were at the museum, so I was like, this
Remember?
Was a time for me. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as opposed to being like, let me go actually like be by some of the art. Because some of that is like cool because you get to expose art. Because some people ain't going to look at your picture unless you're in it anyway.
Okay.
So when people do that, I get it. But then for me, I'm just like, well, I want to remember the actual moment here. And so I just like always choose those pictures as opposed to going for the stuff that I feel like will just be an overall great message. So my Instagram is random as hell, but everything I can look back over and like smile at.
The way it
so
should be.
I think everybody has different principles in their business and what they do for their business. But one thing I always want my business to be is like happy and easy. So my Instagram is very reflective of that. Like, I travel a lot, so I get to post a lot of pictures of me in different places, and I'm happy about that.
That's
I don't try
right.
to make it seem like, okay, first class, so I'm gonna post me with my free complimentary drink.
Post your passport, your Louis Vuitton wallet,
and then
and a drink on the plane,
and your fedora next
yeah.
to it.
Right. Like, I leave all that.
Somebody
for the
called
stuff.
That Chelsea Boot Twitter the other day, and when I tell you that I like fell off of the chairs. Somebody said, I'm real tired of Chelsea Boot Twitter.
Damn.
And it was a dude
Spot
with the hat. Oh, God.
What about you? What about you, Fran?
Well, listen, this is what is so mind-boggling to me about success.
Mm-hmm.
It has, the more you can create what that looks like and be intuitive on what that should feel like and should be, and your story, your perspective, like we said in a couple episodes ago, using all those stories not to stay in them and be victimized, but to create depth, to create grace, to create like, who can I be right now? What has all of this that I've been through turned me into? Because there's no one in the world that has been through the same things. They may have been through similar situations, but the combination of situations will always be different, which gives you a very specific energy signature.
That's right.
And a signature means that only you will create something, and that something will be only you will create it. Like, no one else can create it. And I hate that people look to other people for formulas, because while that might give you money in like the short term, that's not long money. Like, long money is you like contributing a new perspective, a new style. And mm-hmm. That's why someone like Missy Elliott
yes.
can perform right now a record that she did, what, like 15 years ago? And it still hits. It still cuts right through. You know why it cuts through? Because she's so authentically herself that she can't be replicated. She can't be duplicated. She will never sound like anyone else. She'll never look like anyone else. And that's because she didn't try to look like anyone else. Success really is you just doing your own fucking thing. And I wish that people... That's literally the easiest key. Like,
major key.
Yeah, it's the easiest thing in the world is you just have to be yourself for a living. That's it. Like, I don't know why people are so afraid to do that. We live in a world where people are so afraid to do that. And that's why this glow up culture as dope as it is, because I do want us to all be like the highest version of ourselves.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that that means right. you need the most. That doesn't mean the most expensive outfit. That doesn't mean you have to lose hella weight and look like you've been training and working out, because a lot of those people y'all are looking up to are sad as fuck. Because
with back acne, the niggas. They be having back acne. Some of them.
Because their glow up has been financial, their glow up has been physical, and their glow up has been fashion based. And that, trust me, y'all, is not a glow up.
No.
If you glow up with the work that you need to do to feel good first, like feeling good, then all that other shit is like the perk, because then you're happy, you're beautiful, you're glowing, and you have cute clothes, and you have money. It's just a better way to go about it.
Yes.
It's a better way to create that life. So that's my advice. Be careful with this glow up shit. The real shit is that a lot of the people y'all seeing online are not happy. They're not. We know a lot of them behind the scenes. They're doing amazing things and they're sad as fuck. And there's a correlation. It's because they're not living from how they're feeling. They're living from what they're seeing. Big difference.
Huge difference. Big difference.
So let's jump into this week's wellness segment, which will tie into the hot button issue.
Well. So you're gonna be, are you gonna be, so you're gonna be, are you gonna be, so you're gonna be.
well. First of all, I just want to say that I'm glad you guys liked last week's breathing yes. ratio charts, because a lot of you were sending pictures with your note cards written down or just up on your office. That's so cool. I'm glad that you loved it. I'll definitely do a couple more in the next couple episodes, because I did think that you guys found that useful.
Somebody tweeted me because they had got to fight because of the breathe. I guess they tried to do it in the morning with like they love her or whatever when they had woke up, and the lover was like, "You breathing in my fucking face."
Oh my God. They got physical.
So shout out to them. I hope they worked it out.
Someone else tweeted me talking about, "Can I do this with weed? Is this a good ratio with smoking?" Shotgun. I was like, "Oh my God, y'all.
You know what?"
Y'all look funny.
6'4" What was it?
6'5"
No, you did it.
Jenny.
But I wanted to dialing back to the idea yes. of living a life that feels good as opposed to a life that looks good on the outside. Mm. I wanted you to write down, those of you listening, take out your journals, a journal entry, write down what glowing up means to you and tune out the noise. Completely tap in, completely tap out. Forget what any of the people that you look up to are doing. Forget what it looks like. I want you to really, really create a list of glow up, but don't make it specific like when I have this house, when I have this, you know, this clothes or this X amount of money in my savings. I want you to write it based on intuition. What does that feel like? What does your life feel like? We do this a lot on tour. It's called creative visualization, where as opposed to doing a mood board, not a mood board, what is it? A vision board.
A Pinterest
vision board where you put up, you know, all the things you want in the future, the car, the man. You're not doing that.
I always thought that was some mess. I'm so glad you said that. I think I had parties doing that shit.
Because this is what I'm learning. Manifestation doesn't really go off of what you say you want. It's going to go deeper than that. It's going to go on a cellular level. It's going to go intuitive into what your body is saying it wants. And a lot of times it doesn't align with what we think we want. Sometimes you might have low self-esteem and you might have affirmations saying, "I'm amazing, I'm gonna kill it today," and inside you're like, I'm not gonna kill it, I'm not enough, you know, I'm not lovable, I'm not valuable, I'm not gonna slay, I'm not good. Like, two different conversations happening. That's why I'm actually changing my mind a lot on affirmations, and we'll have an episode about that, because it's so much deeper than just saying shit. Mm-hmm. You have to actually believe it and feel it. But then it's like, well, how do I do that? The first step is, well, regardless of where you are right now, if you're not happy, if you're depressed, if you're anxious, if you hate where your life is, you have to create what you want your life to look like. Sometimes you're not giving the universe any kind of direction. you're not letting the universe know what you'd prefer. And if you don't let, it's like not putting in an address in your GPS and expecting it to take you to your destination.
It's the journey.
Right. It's not going to know where to take you. The Uber driver is going to look back like, okay, so.
Anywhere but here. What? But in Uber, you can't do that because it's like, no, you have to go.
They're going
to
look at you like, so where we going? Where we at? So what's the deal? So you got to give it a GPS location. That's why you need to write down what you want your life to look like, feel like, and use words that are like, you know, I want peace. I want comfort. I hella want to feel loved. I want to feel safe. I want to feel like I can get whatever I need to eat today and not stress about if it's rent or groceries this month. Like, be more descriptive and vivid in real life. Don't just be like, I want a good man.
Right,
like,
a good job.
A good job. Don't just say a good job.
A family. Bitch, how many kids?
But what does a good job feel like? What a good job to you might be a different thing to me. You know, like me and Haas always laugh because some people, a good job to them means a job that's like you're always on 100. Like, I want to be busy all day. I want to travel. I know Asante like loves to travel. Yeah. Personally, I want a job that I can take naps. I want a job.
I don't take naps.
I want a job that, like, I have time to create my own schedule for the week. I move a little slower. Like, I love having time, and I'm kind of like Lauryn Hill.
You gotta align your energy with your time.
That's how I feel her. And she was like, chakras. Listen, the show starts at 9, but my energy might not be there till like 12.
She is out of her damn mind.
I get it, though. But you know what's the problem? She's trying to fit her lifestyle into a traditional setting, and that's where she's not getting aligned. Like me, I wouldn't have a concert now because I probably won't be there at 9.
That's the difference.
So you have to write down what your dream life feels like. You want to be late. You want to be able to roll in when you feel like it.
Roll you want to be. You feel like.
You want to feel like it's on a beach. You want to travel. Like, be descriptive. Give your life GPS. Give it direction so that things can actually start changing. Don't just use affirmations, but actually feel into it. And once you can close your eyes and be like, yo, this is what my life would feel like if I was like super happy. Mm-hmm. This is what happiness looks like. This is what it feels like. You will feel on a cellular level that your cells will kind of be like, we could do this. Mm-hmm. We know what this feels like. Now it's time to just go get it. But if you don't put your body into a feeling of what that new life feels like, you won't be able to get there. If you're always stuck in that same cycle of sadness, your body doesn't know anything different. Give it a second to know something different, even if you have to lie to yourself. You know, the brain doesn't know the difference between reality and imagination. You could literally tell it right now.
What is reality?
That you are Diddy. You have a jet waiting for you outside when we leave the podcast. Your brain won't know the difference.
Like that girl that said she was Janet Jackson and that DeBarge man's daughter.
Oh my God.
Y'all see her?
But she created that life for herself because it's her dream life. She literally did it. And look, it worked because she's living
Janet
it.
Janet Jackson called her, literally her. She said Janet called her on the phone and was like, you're my daughter.
She believed it.
She did.
You know what I mean?
She believed it now.
But that's the power of the mind. She kind of, you know, took it a little left. But imagine if you were to do that. Imagine if you were to strengthen your mind into
in a
dial.
Way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what it is? I always think of it. You remember, I mean, we don't really listen to the radio anymore. But remember when you had to turn the dial until you found the frequency that the radio station was on? Literally, that's the same. That's the way that I view it. What you want is Hot 97. It's Z100. It's out there. That means there's a frequency where it's already out there. It's already an option. And you have to tune your body and your thoughts and yourself to that frequency.
In.
Yeah, like you have to match it. Haas and I had this whole conversation that was amazing. She was like, manifestation is old. That's like old school. That's like, let's write books and make money and gas people on like, you can manifest your best life. She's like, you have to match it. And that's something like, you're right. It's a radio dial. It's literally a radio dial. You can't just sit in your bed and be like, I'm going to manifest the best life ever.
Right.
That life,
get your ass up.
That best life has to find you. You know, it has to find you going towards it. It has to find yourselves knowing what that feels like. So write that down Sink into it. Get your body used to this beautiful ass life that you're hoping for yourself so that when it happens, your body's like, we've been knew this was happening, right? We've been knew. We were waiting. Your energy has to get there first, and then your body will.
Yeah.
So that's this week's wellness segment. Hopefully you guys find that useful. It's a really great exercise just to kind of get you on that new timeline. It's worked for me. I've, you know, matched the exact life I want, where I'm an influencer who doesn't post weekly. Mm-hmm. I'm an influencer who doesn't post regularly. I go a month without posting. I haven't posted on YouTube in 7 months.
And counting.
You know, but that's because I created a life that wasn't attached to any kind of hamster wheel or treadmill. No one has specific expectations. I mean, y'all have expectations because y'all be like, when's the next video? Shit.
Right.
But I have my own set of expectations and it's worked out well. So you can do that. It's possible. Do not follow the formula. Thanks again to the folks at Form for supporting this week's episode of The Friend Zone. Form is the premium hair care collection dedicated to making every hair journey simpler and better.
Ooh.
Inspired by your own hair care journey, Form delivers uncompromising performance without sacrificing the health of your hair.
Yes.
They combine the special attention your hair deserves with the high-quality solution it needs. It all starts with your hair goals, your life, and your style. After taking the Form consultation, you'll be delivered a Form regimen complete with selected products, styling techniques, and hair care tips that are tailored to you. Just like their big brother brand Bevel, the folks at Form were tired of seeing the women they love struggle to find hair care that was personal, effective, and high quality. But you can get 10% off of your entire Form order when you visit formbeauty.com/friendzone, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's formbeauty.com/friendzone. Get personal with Form.
Okay.
Delicioso.
Ooh.
Now let's jump into Mr. Music Man. Hey. What you got for us this week, Asante?
And when you writing that shit down, use a blue or black ink pen too. Not no cheap ass mechanical pencil. Go ahead, Asante.
Dead.
She said she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita. Would definitely set this party
afright. A little Anita.
Oh, yeah. She said she wants some Ready for the World. So I just had to give myself a moment to do that. Shout out to everybody that's been listening to all of the tunes out there. I wanted to just take a moment to talk about a few artists because people keep asking me if I've listened to them, and I have listened to some of them, and some of them I just started listening to because of you all's recommendations. So I wanted to take a moment and spotlight some people. I wanted to start off with the artist Rhapsody. Have you all listened to this project?
Not fully, but I really, really need to sit with it because she's so dope.
So Rhapsody dropped a project called Layla's Wisdom. Female MC, I think she's signed to Roc Nation, or she's like somewhere with rocking them. So
is it?
Let me double check just to be sure.
I thought she was on Atlantic.
Maybe I just want to be sure because this project was.
I mean, there were, you know, a lot of people were actually disappointed that we hadn't brought her up. Got a lot of
forgetting.
You saw those, like, why would you not mention Rhapsody? She needs to push. I'm like, y'all, kept we got her.
I know. I was just like. Overload.
I don't use that streaming service.
Oh shit! Throwback.
Throwback, but literally,
Napster and Rhapsody.
It's spelled like Rhapsody, but without the H, so it's Rapsody. But the project was dropped through Jamla Records and Roc Nation. So, it's her first project released under the partnership with Roc Nation. So everybody, go out and get it. She has Anderson .Paak on the project, Busta Rhymes, Lance Skywalker, Black Thought. A couple tracks.
Shout out to Black Thought.
Shout out. That track
Lance
is
Lance Skywalker from TDE.
I believe so.
Interesting.
Yep.
Dope.
And also BJ the Chicago Kids on a couple tracks and Music Soul Child.
Wow,
among
nice.
Others. So check out Layla's Wisdom. There are a lot of dope tracks on there. One of my standout favorites is Black and Ugly. I'm all about Black people empowerment song. So, and Sassy is another cute joint. So everybody just go check that project out. Everyone was telling me to feature her. So I wanted to make sure I took the time out to definitely honor her because this is a nice project.
Oh, yeah. She deserves. She's talented. I'm actually going to download it. I'm glad you said that because I want to be able to listen on my flight this weekend.
Definitely listen on the flight. You know, it's not a long listen like Jhené Aiko's project. I just got to mention it yet again because it is an hour and 22 minutes. Rotation. So I've been enjoying parts of it at a time. So, you know, I revisited the freestyles. I actually just put all the little freestyles on there into a little separate folder and just listen to them separately. But the Mystic Journey is just on heavy rotation right now.
She's so
like, that's the one where she's singing. She's like, closer to my destiny, closer to you and me, closer, everything like that. So right in line with everything that we're talking about, I wanted to make sure I shout out the Mystic Journey freestyle from Jhené Aiko's project. Outside of that, I did have something silly that I wanted to do.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the icebreakers are just always so, like, you know, it just puts us in this space, right, where we have to, like, put ourselves in these shoes and make these decisions that we don't normally get to make and that we should be making. So I just always have to do that. In line with all of the people that I featured or talked about last week when we talked about our hometown anthems, excuse me, I wanted to say, who is an artist that is from your hometown that you wish would do like a really hot track, and who do you want them to work with, like, from your hometown? So, like, for example, Porty Hemplo. I think it would be so dope if Gucci did some sort of project, some sort, not necessarily a whole thing, but if he got with Jermaine Dupri and they did like a Atlanta end all, like, takeover, like, this is the South, it's been the South type shit and shut shit down. Because there are all these new kids that are out and they're dope as fuck. But, like, Gucci has influenced a lot of them. But, like, before that, you know, Social Def was the sound. So I just would love to have this, like, then and now ass track. And people be like, damn, these niggas still got it. And they, like, still are hot as fuck. And I feel like JD don't have, like, that record today. Like, DeBrat still is, like, visible. And they're still, like, out there on, I see them on Growing Up Hip Hop and Bow Wow scenes. But I don't, like, hear specifically their records. Like, I be seeing them on the scene, but I feel like I would love, like, a JD, like, resurgence of some sort. And I feel like him and Gucci coming together can make that happen.
The Brat record is inside the pocket of that Carhartt jacket. Her record be, she be having it every time you see her, just be in the pocket of that Carhartt jacket on the inside.
Wait, so you said a hometown hero.
Yes. So
matching two of them.
So you know what? I'll even say
an oldie and a new.
Yeah, or it could be anybody. It could be two oldies if you want. So I'll even let you do Dead or Alive. Like, if you wanted, like, Biggie to come back to life to do a hot ass track with, or shit, he could come back and do another track with Diddy, and Diddy can get all the new kids somehow. Because Diddy always had a bomb ass fire.
You see his sons?
Yeah,
there's their new video is cute. You go, Destin.
Okay, for me it's kind of easy. Cash Doll really impressed me with that For Everybody record when she was playing them two
She's
different
characters. She's from
Detroit?
Mm-hmm. Shit.
When she was playing those two different characters.
Yes.
So why not, like, watch her and Eminem do that? Eminem always does that character role playing his rap. So
oh, wow.
If they had, like, a Cash Doll versus Eminem song where they both are, like, in character, I think it would be amazing.
You know what? You killed that. Like,
she could be amazing.
She could bring back D12.
Yeah.
First lady of D12.
If I can go down to Atlanta for 1 second, yeah, as far as that record you're producing,
you know,
if I
can
source it, I mean, it just was October 3rd.
Okay.
But the Gucci song, like, give me a beat like Lovers and Friends. Not Lovers and Friends, excuse me. Mariah, We Belong Together. Give me, like,
okay,
a beat like that and let Gucci rap over that. So give me that. Give me a Jermaine Dupri slow jam R&B beat and let Gucci rap over it. A love song.
And that would be
Gucci
a perfect.
Like, the other, like, that nigga.
That would be right
in
on time for the wedding, too.
Yes.
So perfect matrimony. That's
what about you, friend?
Okay. How about you give me Cameron and ASAP Rocky with a dip set.
Already.
With a dip set and ASAP Mob collab video.
You know,
and project.
That would be so fucking fly. And you know what I instantly thought
that
about?
You can see, can't you see Cameron being like, pretty motherfucker.
Yeah.
You remember Horse and Carriage?
Yes.
I can hear ASAP doing that part. We're gonna ride.
It would almost be like a night out of sorts. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Passing down the torch. Can't
Passing
you see
down the
that?
Pink Mink. I love it.
And then have ASAP in the pink mink, yeah, which he would wear anyways.
And it would be fresh.
Right. So that to me
is, that was great.
That would be that's a New York awesome. OD and Nunu collab. That was cute.
That was super on point.
Great job.
Great job.
On point like acupuncture.
That wraps it up here over in the Music Man segment. All playlists are going to be available from the tours. The Atlanta playlist is going up shortly. Oh, and shout out to LaKenya, I believe her name is, from Cutting It in ATL.
Yeah,
she tweeted me about the playlist. She was like, I had her making an old school playlist. Yes, LaKenya, LaKenya, her name on Twitter.
LaKenya from Cutting It in ATL.
Yeah, her name is her name spelled backwards, A-Y-N-E-K style, Kenya backwards style.
Oh, don't start that bullshit.
So she told me that she wanted to do her own playlist, and I want you to share it because I forgot all about like Maceo's Nextel chirping on these other songs. And so Ooh. Y'all were reminding me I need to put them on there. So I need to hear that. Oh, and the Atlanta playlist that I did will go up, and I'm going to Chicago, or I will have been in Chicago by the time you've heard this, so that playlist will be available as well. That's it here.
Oh, and Sabrina Claudio dropped.
Oh, Listens Lately. The whole project
her
is out?
Her new project. Well, her first album ever dropped today. And for those of you who are confused by the time, obviously we're recording a couple days early. Because y'all be like, wait a minute.
Right. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, we had to record this week. So that's why we're kind of ahead. But yeah, so she dropped today. And I'm so excited to get home and listen. Because y'all know I love I'm ready to light my incense, put my blanket on, make my tea, and just vibe the hell out.
And the project is called About Time. That's okay. What the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay. So that's my listen lately.
Oh, and she got a song with Black.
You okay. See, right? Emo King.
Yes. Oh, my. Sorry, Emo King used to be one of my old screen names on like Yahoo or something.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
It was Emo King with some numbers at the end. I ain't going to take the numbers because I don't know what it's connected to no more, okay? all right, that's it here over the Music Man segment. Or actually, do you have anything else you've been listening to lately?
Nope.
Dustin, what you been listening to lately?
Just still been jamming to Tamar. Well, we heard that motherfucking happiness. She sings. And it's not even really that it's does. Like catchy song. It's just that them vocals. She has had me in a trance all week. So shout out to her. I've been listening to her, and I have definitely had fun.
Pisces squad.
Okay.
No, Tamar's a Pisces.
Did you mention that Party Next Door dropped?
Oh, yes. 7 days. I did not mention it. Party Next Door. Party Next Door. Doors. 7 days EP dropped. Did you listen to it?
Who drawers dropped?
I did.
Oh, the ladies. I don't know.
I did. It's good.
I have thoughts.
I got to be in the mood.
Party.
I mean, he's definitely a mood.
He makes
the mood
moves.
You just described, what you about to do when you go home. Give me that.
That's your mood.
Plus one, and then plus one more thing. And then
So he literally makes moods, but I will say, he did. I didn't care for the first track. I don't really remember it, but after that, I remember getting into it. The third track is called Damage, and it features Halsey on there.
Oh, okay.
So check that out. And he also has Rick Ross on a track called Better Man.
Baldy.
But that's it here over for the Music Man segment again.
Y'all see that meme of Rick Ross hanging out the race car? Yeah. People had all kinds of captions.
You're going to Wings to something.
Get in, loser.
Yeah. Yes, for Mean Girls. All right, what's taking us over to TV land?
Hey.
Well, you know, Queen Sugar is back on the OWN network, and we got the 2-part series premiere this week. I have had a good time catching up with the Borderlone family.
Oh, I'm so behind.
Oh, my God.
Season. I think I watched the first episode of this new season.
We met Charlie's mother.
Oh.
Charlie's mother is there. They had a breakthrough conversation at the end of the episode. There is bad blood between Charlie's mother and Envy. Envy had banned Charlie's mother from coming to St. Joe's, to the town that they live in Louisiana. She told her don't ever come back.
So her mom's different from, I didn't
Charlie's
know
mom is a white woman. And Nova and Ralph Angel's mom was a black woman. And somehow, some way, he was married to both of these women. And we found out that it's such a slow burn.
It's a very slow burn, yeah.
So we found out that they were married. We also found out that Uvai told her, like, you stole him from us. So there was that. There was an issue of infidelity of some sort with him and Charlie's mom. Charlie's mom talked about how she sent her back to Louisiana in the summer so that she would have that black experience. And she said, I sent you to boarding school because you are a black child living in a white world and you needed to be equipped. That's why I sent you there. And she's like, they had this really weird breakthrough. It was so cool to watch. There's so much more that has happened. Darla and Ralph Angel are engaged and going to get married. Blue is the cutest little boy in the world. He's telling everybody that his parents are engaged.
So Darla's doing well.
Darla's doing very well, but Darla's relationship with her parents is irretrievably broken. They don't answer the phone for her. And judging from the things that she was saying in conversation, they haven't answered the phone in years.
Wow.
So that's broken. But on Vi, made sure to show Darla so much love in this engagement news being revealed. And she told her, you know, call me. You know, Darla was addressing her as Miss Vi, and Vi was like, Aunt Vi. And everybody was very happy for them. They had questions initially, but, like, everybody was happy for them. They had a big engagement party and everything. So that was great. Nova's nose is wide open for that doctor, but she's trying to deny it. And Reagan Gomez, shout out to Reagan Gomez, by the way. But she, you know, her character and Nova's character were lovers.
Yeah,
I remember.
And
she's an activist, so she came back on, and she was acting jealous because of Nova's dealings with the guy. She was letting it out through their work, having conflict with it, work-related conflict. So that was really juicy to watch. So Queen Sugar is back, and it is good. I haven't watched This Is Us yet, but I'll have updates for that for you next week. I want to talk about what's coming next. Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, we ain't going to talk about till next week because there's nothing to say.
Oh, that's so glad.
But... so much good TV coming on this fall, and the two shows that I really want to talk about, not overall, but just slightly, Love & Hip Hop New York is coming back, and Little Mo has been added to the cast. Now, let me say this.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Cynthia Loving Jr.
is going to
makes
be,
her return.
Cynthia Loving the Third is going to
she's
be
the
on
third?
The
she's
fourth.
A third?
Cynthia Loving is going to be on Love & Hip Hop New York, and she posted a picture of the Love & Hip Hop New York logo and gave the lengthiest caption talking so much shit about how she was coming back and where she, to her city, where she was born and raised, all this shit. So it's going to be good. Now, I ain't seen Lil Mo around town yet, and I be around. So I don't know if this is going to be one of them plug and play, you know, I filmed and go home thing. I don't know, but... she on the show, so it's going to be good. Shout out to Trent Cruz, a guy I know from Wrong the Way, who's going to be featured on the show as well.
All right, let's see.
But back to what's really worthy of being talked about, which is the big kahuna, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, this week, we know that the ladies were actually, because they're filming this in real time and they're updating their Instagram accounts, so it's building anticipation for the new season that's going to start November 5th. So this week they were filming in Barcelona, Spain. Love B. Scott came through with the exclusive, like they always do, and said that Portia Williams had been sent home from the cast trip early because her and Marlo Hampton got into a physical, it was a verbal altercation. Portia pointed an object in Marlo's face. Marlo snatched it out her hand, and Portia lunged at Marlo.
Had
to be restrained, and they sent her ass home early. I then immediately went over to Marlo's live videos to try to see if I could see context clues.
Because
obviously they can't talk about what happened or, you know, go off. But them captions always tell a story. The live video. So, of course, Marlo's on the live video. Obviously, they had a couple cocktails. She's, you know, it's 5 o'clock in the morning in Barcelona. She's trying to force Cynthia and Nene to go to the club with her. She's in the video making Cynthia do model walks down the, you know, front of the hotel. Nene's posing and poking her butt out and saying, Marlo, get off the phone, bitch. Get off live. Like, the three of them are back thick as thieves on this show. Marlo versus Portia is going to be,
delicioso
to watch. And we already saw in the trailer we get Nene versus Portia too. Portia's been had it coming, and I think that Portia versus Marlo is a very evenly yoked confrontation, even though clearly Marlo's going to win because Marlo is smarter than Portia. But it's just going to be good. And Kenya, there's all sorts of drama with her. They don't know if she's still on the show or off the show. She did not go on the cast trip at all. There's rumors that the producers are so upset with her. She's involved lawyers. She
about
doesn't
the
want
wedding?
To show her husband, the wedding, all that
Damn.
Stuff.
Dang, that means it's real, y'all.
It's a lot going on. Kim Zolciak Bierman and Nene are definitely at odds. Nene posted a cryptic caption the other day saying hashtag she's prejudiced, hashtag that's why I didn't want to do a show with you in the first place. And you know they had gotten greenlit for Nene and Kim's road trip. They were going to drive cross country together and it never came to fruition.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened.
She said hashtag your trashy mouth children. Hashtag, because you know, Brielle, Kim Zolciak's daughter, has been very vocal in her mother's recent confrontations. So, Real Housewives of Atlanta, enough.
Right,
like, enough little? To get her ass beat. She's like 19 or 20.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe she's even older 21. Than I thought.
She might be a 21, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But that's good. So, it's going to be good. Just wanted to talk about that real quick, and that's all I have to say in TV land. And I ain't talking about the network unless they want me to work with them, because then I will.
Okay. Okay.
Now I move over to what you guys want to talk to us about in the Asking for a Friend segment. What you got for us today, Asante?
Don't forget to email us as per usual at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. Send us all your questions, comments, concerns, black businesses, all that jazz. This one, the subject is Call Me Thoughtless, One-Sided Monogamy.
One-Sided Monogamy.
Hey friends, love y'all. I'm gonna skip all this stuff. Anyways, call me thoughtless. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year. My career is just starting to pop off. My ovaries are tingling and my ring finger is feeling a little bare. But we're in very different places in life. This is his first relationship. He's still in grad school and his family is not trying to hear anything about a non-African girlfriend. Last week, I suggested that I see other people. No, just me, not him. Okay, girl. Since he has to get his life and family in line, I think he should focus on that. Meanwhile, my time would not be wasted, and I can keep my eyes and options open. He got upset and was not for it.
Duh, what the hell?
Which I understood.
She's trying to manifest her best life, y'all.
Right.
This week, he flipped the script and told me he would be okay with it for my sake.
Wow.
I immediately felt like he was giving up on the relationship and didn't have the desire backbone to fight for it.
I wait.
I know all relationships are different, and I don't want to limit mine to societal expectations. If this could really work for us, it may be ideal. Should I stop tripping now that he's giving me what I asked for and actually want? Or should I just say goodbye to this weak-ass nigga that I love? Love y'all and see you soon, thoughtless. Thoughtless, girl.
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah,
I'm not because I feel the heat, but I'm not going to go there, right? So here's the thing. You literally asked him for a circumstance. He comes back to you and tells you yes, and you mad because he said yes to what you wanted him to say yes to. This is a trigger for me. I'm for real, y'all. I can't take that. Like, there's no right way to go. Like, when you know I'm a very solution-based
person.
Because
you're being set up. It's a setup.
What the hell? And you got the audacity? Now he's a bad guy. Because you're the one that wanted to go out there and spread it around. And now he's the bad guy for telling you yes when you asked to go? Utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, wow.
And you're going to have to face some round truths. Well, hell, if we follow the runner show, that might be true. But I say all that to say it's just ridiculous that you would get mad that you asked for this. And if you didn't want to do it, like Candy said, if you don't want to do it,
Don't do it.
If you weren't okay with him telling you yes, and if you don't want the type of man that's okay with his woman dating other people and spreading her time amongst other people, clean that up, then don't put yourself in that position. So I definitely think you guys need to just move along. I do.
Mm. Yeah. I mean,
and you the problem, to be honest. Mm. But go ahead.
It just sounds like you're playing games.
Quit playing games with my heart.
Yeah, you just sound like you're playing games. I don't know if that's stemming from insecurity. I don't know you, but this isn't how you're going to have a healthy relationship. If you can't just communicate what's wrong, communicate what you're unhappy with, what you want to change or see different, and you're trying to, like, put him, like, you know, corner him and then getting mad because he's just like, whatever, like, do whatever the hell you want. Just... Leave, and even calling him a weak ass? Is she calling him a weak ass?
Right. How you gonna close this out and say, or should you say goodbye to this weak ass nigga? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. I just, that's odd to me. I can't imagine talking about someone that I like really fuck with like that. It just sounds like this isn't for you. You should probably like let him find someone that doesn't think he's a weak ass. And you should find someone who will be excited about you meeting their parents. And that's that.
Yeah.
I think that you need to be single. Or, you know what? I think that you should continue to date this young man if you want to date him. But there is not a problem with him. And not to say that there's something wrong with you, because there's nothing wrong with you. You just ain't lining up. You just aren't actually putting the pieces together appropriately for yourself. Because the way... You talking about your ovaries are tingling and all that stuff. It don't sound like they tingling for your man because you calling him a weak ass. Because
right. Your baby daddy.
Because if this is somebody, and granted, y'all have only been together for a year, so maybe you just aren't as invested, and that's okay. But it doesn't make him weak ass because he has to work out stuff with his family to get you on board. So if this is somebody that you want to be with, I feel like you would be trying to take the time to figure out how to make that happen, or at least be a support for him while he's trying to work this out. Because you just basically said it's up to him to get his family on board with dating a non-African. So knowing that he's going through that, do you want to give him more shit to worry about by going out dating other people or saying that you need to date other people? And I'm not faulting you for saying that, because if that's something that you actually need, which I want to come back to, because once he said that you could do that, you felt like it was a game being played or something. So if that's something that you actually want to do is see other people, you need to be open and honest and say that you do want to date other people. But you don't need to come at him and call him any sorts of names for saying, you know what? Because he probably thought to himself, you're going to do what you want to do at the end of the day. So why tell you no, and then you might go see other people behind his back anyway.
Which is fair.
Which is super fair. He might love you to the point to where you know what? I ain't worried about nothing else but you, girl. So if you need to live a little bit more and figure out what kind of girl you are to make sure you want to be with me, then I'm going to let you do that. That doesn't make him weak. That means he don't want to waste his time or yours if that's what you're open to.
But she probably thinks he's weak because he won't stand up to his parents. So it's like a loss of respect on his part, like, you know, how she's viewing him now, because right. he won't just tell his parents, listen, she's not African, but I love her. This is who right. I'm with. This is who I'm staying with. Take it or leave it. Boom. I get it, because I would look at my man differently, too, if he couldn't talk
only
to his parents. I mean,
you wouldn't
listen,
give him time for the work, friend? No, I'm just playing.
No, either way, like, I think after a year, well, I'm in a different age bracket. I don't know how old this person is, but I would know immediately, like, yeah, this is someone I want to keep working things out with.
Right.
You know, this is someone that can meet the moms. But I just think that that's why she's calling him a weak ass. And if that's a turnoff to you, which I actually understand, I would be turned off too. Then go find a man that is not like that.
Right.
It's really that simple.
I'm just confused because in one breath you're saying that after a year with this man, your ring finger is feeling bare, which means that you want to
right,
marry
your
him.
Your ovaries
and
is
your ovaries are tingling, which means you want to have a baby with him. But then you also say that you want to go sleep with everybody else because you're not happy. So, and then he's also a weak ass nigga. So I'm just confused.
This to me ties into the hot button issue and the wellness segment, where it seems like she's so focused on what she wants to happen yeah. in her life, but not what's actually feeling good. Because yeah. this situation don't sound like
well,
you're
it
happy.
Like she is focused on what's feeling good. That's why she posed the question.
No, you need to sit down and write down what your dream life, because this don't sound yeah. like it's it.
If
you sound like you're trying
to
force a life on with this dude.
Mm.
I don't care if it's in crayon, girl. You pick it up and put it on some paper.
Well,
I know all relationships are different, and I don't want to limit mine to societal expectations. If this could really work for us, it may be ideal.
I don't know. You think he's a weak ass, so I don't know.
And I need you to
get a strong
I ain't got
ass.
Nothing else for you.
Strong
ass. I'm sorry, I don't have nothing else for you, but I want you to write back in and tell
yeah,
us
we need
what's
an
up.
Update.
Right. She might feel bad when she hears that letter read back to her.
I ain't trying to give up on you.
Right.
We
I just
need
more
update.
Right. Like, need more information.
For real.
Do the journal entry, girl.
Two
okay.
of them.
Two of them.
Nightly.
Well, that's it here over for the questions. Now we're moving on to the Black Business of the Week.
The yeah. Black Business of the Week. So I was on Twitter minding my business, mm-hmm. and this young lady by the name of Chelsea tweeted and said, I'm reading at Being Mrs. Jones' book, Relationship Goals, and in my head, the lead girl is Hey Fran Hey. And then Being Mrs. Jones tweeted her back and said, Her vibe was a heavy influence for the lead character titled Noah. And I was like, okay, what?
Not Noah? Come on.
Right. So I was like, hold on, what? So I tweet them both. Like, how cool is that? Right? No, you didn't.
So I tweet them back. What's up?
What's up, Miley? Miley was good. That's what it is. I done messed it up. So I was like, how cool is that? Thank you. And then I checked her site. Obviously, I went to her bio. I was looking. She has a lot of books. And I was like, how can I grab a copy? Because I didn't even see it. She has so many books. And she linked me. And her name is Christina C. Jones. And she has a lot of books on Amazon and on her website. I'll tell you her website right now.
Christina C. Jones.
Her website is beingmrsjones.com. Mm. But delicioso. But the book that I was a muse for is called Relationship Goals. And it's amazing. You can find it on Amazon, like I said. It's amazing because I started reading it because, of course, I was like, hold up. Well, I want to see how it's interesting to see how you're perceived as a person, because she doesn't actually know me. She knows the internet me. Which isn't that far off from Fran, but it's still not fully like who I am. So it's kind of cool to read. Yeah, like if you're a muse for a book, I'm like, let's see what she would think I would say or act in situations. Kind of fun. And it was amazing. I started reading. I'm not done. But the protagonist is a wellness influencer on social media. And who, like, falls in love publicly.
Girl, you aligned with your book.
You know, falls in love publicly. And it's basically how she navigates being this hyper-visible person where everybody wants to know what's going on in her life all the time, and navigates it with this man that she's fallen in love with that, you know, she kind of wants to keep separate. And just, it's cool. Like, that's how far I've gone. They met at an airport while she was traveling. I know. I was like, wait.
Now, who was the muse for the man?
And they met at an airport. I mean, I won't ruin the story because you guys have to read it, but they met at an airport while she was like coming from a work job, which I'm actually flying out tomorrow. So I was like, this is just... Now I'll be at the airport like, is it you? Is it you?
Gonna be at...
Pull up with it.
So I just thought that was cool. I've been a muse for songs, but I've never been a muse for books. Not that I know of. Yes. So this is very, very cool. Thank you, Christina. You totally 100% made my day.
That's so dope.
I'm excited to finish reading it. Please support her, you guys. Like I said, it's called Relationship Goals, and her name is Christina C. Jones, and it's on Amazon.com. Thank you. And that's the Black Business of the Week.
Poppin'.
That's it for this week's show. Before we get out of here, do you guys have any church announcements?
I ain't got no church announcements. How about you, Dustin?
You can catch me in episode 2 of Sister. Thanks for the warm welcome you guys gave that work that we did. You can find it on YouTube. Look it up. Sister, S-I-S-T-A, The Getaway. And look up 5-Tier Media, P-H-I-V-E. Tier Media, and that's where you can find it. And I got another bomb ass church announcement coming soon that I can't wait to share with you guys.
I hate how many secrets I have to keep of y'all. Okay. Yo, this shit is stressful.
And vice versa. Hello.
I won't tell.
By the time you guys are listening to this, I will already have been in Switzerland and did my thing with my campaign. But technically, I haven't gone there yet. Like I said, we recorded early, so I would be telling you guys all about that trip next week. And by the time you guys listen to this, the next stop on the tour will be Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm excited. Right? I love Charlotte. It's such a great place. So I'm excited to vibe out and connect and vibrate high with you ladies.
You belong there. It's Queen City.
Hello. Ooh. And I got my new haircut. You know what I mean?
Come on. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I'm still processing it because I literally cut all of my hair off. You guys will see. I put it on Twitter. And when the Switzerland shots come out, you guys will see it on Instagram. So we love you guys as always. Thank you so much for listening. And we will catch you guys. Oh, wait. Asante wants to say something.
And don't forget that you are going to see all three of us on Philly on the 22nd of October.
Yes,
October
22nd, God, baby. Remember that.
I cannot wait to see you all in Philly. It's right here.
And Dallas, November 4th. Yeah. And DC, December 1st. And you can get those tickets on thefriendzonelive.com.
Philly's going to be a special show. We can't wait to see you guys. Dallas is going to be a special show. And so is DC.
Yes,
see,
it is.
Then, can
always.
You do me a favor in Switzerland?
Mm-hmm.
Bust one hip roll, right? And call it a Swiss roll. That's all I want you to do. That's all I want,
I
friend.
Got you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to do
you.
It during the campaign.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yes.
You're going to see me in the back like, what is that girl doing? With Dustin. That'll be the caption.
Yes. Stay black and protect your
Love
magic.
Love you guys. Bye.